Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tomorrow, of course, the big meeting at Rose Hill. At the moment, the track is a soft seven. Maybe the chance of more rain tonight. We'll just have to monitor that, but it's a soft seven. And I reckon that will please our international jockey flying in tomorrow, Bossy. Glenn Boss in Singapore. Good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you this morning, pal?
Yeah, very well. Good to talk to you, mate. I had Richard Lamming back on the show on Tuesday, and he said any sort of rain's a plus, and we've got it, mate. So there's a big win maybe there for you tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, she probably has the right credentials. I mean, if she do get the wet track, he's talking to Richie. He said, you know, if it was a good track, she'd probably run in the top five, but, you know, mightn't be winning. But when the rain comes, it really brings her right into the race, because obviously she's got a, as you see by her record, she's got a pretty superior record and on a wet track. So they probably recognise that early in her career, and she's been placed that way, and she had more runs on soft than she has on any other track. So yeah, she's with the lightweight, she probably comes right into this race.
Mate, that's the key to it as well. I know that Richard was looking around and came to you. You're riding comfortably at this weight?
Yeah, I'm riding pretty light, Andrew. He's keeping himself pretty tidy, and obviously the weights over here in Singapore are much lighter than at home, so you sort of have to keep yourself at that minimum all the time. So yeah, riding light's not a problem at the moment.
That's good news. You would have watched this horse's recent runs. The mannerism was strong up on the pace, and I loved her Glasshouse win back in the middle part of June. She's just a beautiful moving mare.
Yeah, Andrew, she looks like a really big, powerful girl, and she's got a good running style. Obviously, she jumps well and puts herself right on the speed with that light weight, you know. And yeah, by that time of the day, everyone will know the pattern of the racing, and yeah, she looks like she's very strong at that distance. So, yeah, she ticks a lot of the boxes for mine. So, she's going to be, you know, if anyone likes her, they're going to get a pretty good run for their money, I'd imagine.
And the other thing is the wide barrier, but, you know, they'll be getting off the track, so it doesn't impact like a good track could have.
Yeah, and that 1,500 metre start, you know, it's probably one of the fairer starts at Rose Hill. So, it's, you know, barriers can be negated pretty quickly, and especially, like I said, she's got a good running pattern. She's always going to be up in the first couple there and bowling along, so that doesn't appear to be a problem.
And another Singapore jockey's coming down as well, Michael Rodd, tomorrow.
I hear that, yes. I spoke to Roddy last night, and he's actually looking for the opposite. That also means he won't handle the wet, so he's looking for a dry track, which I'm pretty confident he won't get.
Yeah, no, that's it. He definitely won't get it. That's landed plenty in the Ajax. Bossy, how are things going there, mate?
Yeah, everything's fine. Just finished writing a bit of work and heading back home now. But everything's fine in Singapore at the moment.
Have you heard the story about the pumper?
Yeah, I sent Jimmy a few messages, and it appears like he's going to be okay.
So he will be out of the fall, but he's... Yeah, he's very, very lucky. But the extra one that's come out in the last 24 hours is that he's thinking about coming back and riding.
I reckon that thing on the head might have got in the car, might have affected him, I think.
I'm glad you said it, because there's so many of us thinking it.
Pumper knows me very well, and I could say it to him and he'd laugh his head off. But, well, if he's thinking about it and he's serious, well, you know, Jimmy's a very serious guy. He doesn't really say things just for words. So if he seriously thinks about coming back to ride, he must be physically very well, and mentally he must be really wanting to do it. So like, we know his record, we know how good Jimmy is. He wants to come back, and I'm sure he'd make a fist of it pretty quickly.
It will be. The only thing that fascinates me about it is, when you haven't ridden for 3 years, can you come back as an athlete and do it?
I think it would be harder, there's no doubt. I think the grind that you have to physically put yourself through to get down to the weights, you know, your memory would start really clicking in, saying, well, you know, this is what it used to be like. And that might be the hardest part, getting your head around doing that, maintaining that elite sort of physical fitness all the time and at that weight. I'm sure Jimmy's been enjoying himself in the last 3 years, going around the country promoting racing with his what he's doing, but you know, that would be his biggest hurdle. His mental, if he can mentally handle it, getting back down into it physically, I'm sure he could because he's a strong bugger. But like I said, that mental hurdle would be the biggest one.
Understand. It'll be interesting to see. I know he's got to, because of the car accident, he's got to get some scans done in a couple of weeks, and I think Vicky might have something to say about it too. We'll wait and see how it evolves, this one, over the next few weeks. Hey, we'll see you at Rose Hill tomorrow, mate. Good to have you on, and certainly you're coming here with a big opportunity of winning a Group 1.
All the best, Andrew. Nice to talk to you.